WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 65 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested last night on a warrant charging him with simple assault. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 29-year-old David Allen Shuffler of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:50 p.m. in the 1000 block of North Miller Avenue on a valid Red Oak warrant. Shuffler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. More news after this.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Two men were arrested in Lenox Wednesday afternoon following an investigation into a physical altercation. Officers were called to the Lenox trailer court at around 3:30 p.m. and upon their arrival found a man with blood running from facial wounds outside of a residence, and the Taylor County ambulance was contacted for assistance. An investigation revealed 34-year-old Sean Sandin of Lenox and 33-year-old Jose Cerda of Lenox had become involved in a dispute which led to a fight. Both men suffered injuries, and they were subsequently arrested and charged with serious domestic assault. They were transported to the Taylor County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Wednesday. 37-year-old Regina Jolene Myers of Pacific Junction was arrested at around 5:20 p.m. in Pacific Junction on a charge of driving while revoked and for possession of a controlled substance. Myers was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,000 bond. 19-year-old Dakota David Kempton of Malvern was arrested Wednesday in Mills County for driving under suspension and possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,300. And 22-year-old Aaron Michael Burris of Sydney was arrested Wednesday on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital have announced the new entrance and parking lot for rehabilitation services patients will open Monday, July the 29th. Access to the area is by the ambulance drive off of 10th Street at the west end of the hospital. Pat Markham, CEO, says the new parking area provides direct access into the rehabilitation services reception area. And they are very pleased to open this access, which will provide a close, flat entrance for the rehab persons who have mobility issues. The next step in the construction process at CCMH will be to create an MRI suite in the former West Lobby. That will require the closing of the west parking lot and entrance along 10th Street across from the Atlantic Dental Center from August the 1st through December 31st in order to ensure patient, visitor, and staff safety during the remodeling. MRI, or Magnetic Resonance Imaging, is a service of the CCMH Diagnostic Imaging Department. MRIs are currently available 3 days a week on a mobile unit. The CCMH Board of Trustees made the decision to move the MRI inside as a permanent unit to enhance patient convenience by being more flexible in scheduling and not having to go outside during the winter for MRI exams. An environmental group is cautioning Iowans to be aware of algae blooms in the state's lakes and ponds this summer. The issue is of a concern because of the high levels of nitrogen and phosphates from farmland runoff and sunny, hot conditions. The Iowa Environmental Council says to avoid water with a bright blue or green-colored tint, thick scum that looks like spilled paint, or areas that smell bad. Those conditions could produce toxins that can make you and animals sick. Exposure can occur through swimming, drinking, or breathing airborne toxins. Symptoms include breathing difficulties and a skin rash. Advisories have been issued at 5 state-managed beaches, including those at Brushy Creek Beach, Crandall's Beach at Big Spirit Lake, Green Valley Beach, the Lake of Three Fires Beach, and Viking Lake State Beach near Stanton. A 22-year-old man has pleaded guilty to attempted murder in the shooting of a Sioux City police officer. Jamal Dean changed his plea to guilty at a hearing Thursday and will be sentenced August 9th. Dean earlier had pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and four other charges relating to the shooting of Officer Kevin McCormick on April 29th. Although his patrol car was riddled with bullets and he was shot in the head, McCormick wasn't seriously injured and has returned to work. Dean faces up to 25 years in prison for the attempted murder charge. He needs to serve 70% or at least 17 and a half years before becoming eligible for parole. He had faced up to 85 years in prison if convicted on all five charges. Congressman Steve Pierce says a fellow Republican congressman's comment comparing young college-aged immigrants to drug mules are unproductive and divisive. The Albuquerque Journal reports that the New Mexico Republican criticized remarks made by Representative Steve King, and he said he disagreed with the Iowa congressman. King drew fire from Latino activists this week after he told a conservative news website that many immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as kids are actually running drugs. Pierce represents New Mexico's border with Mexico and is viewed by the GOP as a key figure in helping to attract Latino voters to the Republican Party. House Speaker John Boehner has for the second time this week publicly rebuked Iowa Congressman Steve King, a fellow Republican, for comments that King recently made about illegal immigrants.
I want to be clear. There's no place in this debate for hateful or ignorant comments from elected officials. Earlier this week, Representative Steve King made comments that were, I think, deeply offensive and wrong. What he said does not reflect the values of the American people or the Republican Party.
And as mentioned last week, King did an interview in which he criticized efforts to grant some sort of illegal status for so-called dreamers, young adults who were brought into the U.S. illegally by their parents when they were children. King suggested there are more smugglers than high school valedictorians among the ranks of dreamers, and King has defended his stand this week. He's the leading voice among conservative Republicans in the House who hope to block any attempt at immigration reform. Boehner, the top Republican in the House, opened his news conference in Washington, D.C. with a statement about King's comments.
We all need to do our work in a constructive, open, and respectful way. As I've said many times, we can disagree without being disagreeable.
Boehner replied, of course, to a reporter who asked him if King's comments complicate efforts to find a compromise on the issue.
It does make it more difficult, but I'm going to continue to work with members who want to get to a solution, as opposed to those who want to do nothing.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve King is standing firm in his opposition to amnesty for illegal immigrants, including children who were illegally brought into the country by their parents. As we just mentioned, House Speaker John Boehner used his weekly news conference to blast King, saying there are more drug smugglers and high school valedictorians among the kids brought into the U.S. illegally. Boehner called King's comments ignorant, as you just heard. Well, King responded during an appearance on Omaha radio station KFAB Thursday afternoon.
Republican leadership should understand that if they don't want this amplified, then don't amplify it.
King blames full-time professional hyperventilators for stirring up the controversy, and he says many of his colleagues are giving him silent support.
When you couch the language in such a way that you're careful not to offend anybody, then nobody's paying attention either. And I intended to offend the drug smugglers. And it doesn't bother my conscience one bit if it does offend them, but I have no idea why anybody else would be offended.
One woman in the group called King's comments spiteful and racist. King last week, as we mentioned, said for every valedictorian who would be eligible for legal status, there are 100 others who have calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana on their backs across the U.S.-Mexican border. King says he's seen the drug runners with his own eyes as he's visited the border and met with Border Patrol agents.
There's no denying the fact of what I said. And so they attack the messenger because the facts undermine their dreamer amnesty agenda.
He suggested Boehner's public rebuke is a strong indication the Republican House Speaker favors some form of immigration reform. Democrats are calling on Boehner to pull King off the House Judiciary Committee, a panel that will first consider any proposed changes in immigration policy. King sent out an email to supporters Thursday afternoon asking for contributions and accusing critics of twisting his words. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat, has chimed in as well about comments Steve King made about the illegal immigrants. During his weekly conference call with reporters, Harkin said he's been asked in the past about other comments King has made.
I've always said it's not helpful for public officials to engage in stereotypes or hurtful rhetoric that's divisive and doesn't move the debate forward. language that degrades people is not a solution to our immigration problem, nor does it bring us together as an American people.
Harkin was asked about how King's comments might impact the image of Iowa. He responded that Republican Governor Bob Ray's effort to bring in the boat people in the 1970s gave Iowa a good standing, and it's a shame to see that standing, quote, done in by insensitive comments. Harkin was asked if today's issues are different, though, because the Vietnamese boat people were legally invited to Iowa. He admits they came to Iowa after Congress passed a law allowing them to be here.
I think what I was getting at is the fact that immigrants have always enriched our society. Always. Now, are there some who come in here who break laws? Of course. Of course there are some. But that is such a minority. And by passing the immigration bill and bringing people out into the sunshine, you're better able to find out who those people are and truly get them out of the country or put them behind bars, as the case may be.
Harkin says many immigrants who have come to Iowa worked and started businesses, and he's always felt very good about the way Iowa has treated immigrants. Taking a look at world news, Spanish police have officially detained the driver of a train that crashed in the northwestern Galicia region, killing 78 people. The driver remains in a hospital, unable to testify about what happened due to injuries he sustained during the crash. Investigators are examining the train's black box to try and determine why the train was traveling above the speed limit when it derailed. Prosecutors could wrap up their case against reputed gangster James Whitey Bulger today following testimony from two final witnesses. Yesterday, a real estate developer recounted how Bulger shoved a shotgun in his mouth and threatened to kill him if his family did not pay $200,000. The 83-year-old is charged with participating in 19 killings during the 1970s and 80s, as well as numerous extortions. Defense lawyers are expected to call as many as 16 witnesses. And a juror said she felt like she let Trayvon Martin's parents down by agreeing to acquit George Zimmerman in the teen's fatal shooting. In a taped interview today on NBC's Good Morning America show, a woman said jurors couldn't find enough evidence under Florida law to convict the Neighborhood Watch volunteer in the February 2012 death. News time is 8:12.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Edna C. Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Edna Miller will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Grace Schantz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Grace Schantz will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Hazel Kruger, aged 84, of Walnut, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Hazel Kruger will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of arrangements. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. And Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Doris Brainerd are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.